exercise change.
So it's usually after this kind of initial motivation dies down that they really start to struggle, and this is where people drop off or sort of begin that slow decline.
Yep.
So in your experience, what's the things that people can do to get over that initial motivational hump and maintain their motivation to change?
Change something slightly, vary it.
Example?
Well, change the activity they do. For a while, or a different day, or a different venue. Just break that cycle of tedium, really, and a different challenge can sometimes do it. Go to somebody who you find motivating, who can talk you around, and talk about it, and say, "Well, let's create a better challenge for you," and then reflect back on where you've. How far you've come so far, so they can see physically, well, this is what you were like 6 weeks ago, this is working. Okay, you've got a bit of a hiatus now, but look what has changed. I mean, we're the people who are not losing weight. We encourage them in the fact that they haven't put on weight. So they've been going through life putting on 2 or 3 kg. Every 3 months, every 6 months. So at least that hasn't happened. They might not have lost any in that short period of time, but they haven't gained. So things like that make them think, oh, yeah, actually, okay, I might be just plateauing for a while, but, I just might happen again and just change things slightly.
So it's that reframing again. So looking at what you have achieved rather than...
And make them more measurable so you can prove it to them.
Right.
So it's there in hard data form that it's, achievable and it's measurable.
Or prove it to yourself, if it's just you sort of doing it yourself.
Yeah.
As far as, putting these things in place, so maybe changing what you do, seeking advice from somebody else, what are going to be the sort of early warning signs that we should start to be be putting those things in place? Because we don't want to get to the point where we've totally lost our motivation. How are we going to start noticing that we're dropping off or... things aren't going as well as they had been going.
I think that's quite difficult, actually. I think you can be into it before you realise. So I think if you, that's where you need the support of other people to notice that more than anything else. I don't think you necessarily notice it.
Like similar to a habit.
Yeah. So I think that can be quite a difficult one to deal with.
Sure. So on the support thing, I guess making yourself accountable to others when you are trying to make a change is going to be positive, because then you've sort of got more than yourself looking after or, looking out for you in a way. So if you say, tell your partner or tell other people that you work with, hey, I'm trying to do this and, I'd really appreciate your support, that's going to be a great place to start. And I guess in your job, you're the people, people are accountable to you in a way.
That's right. That's why we're constantly reviewing them, like in the gym, the personal trainers will be reassessing, hopefully, and moving the bar that little bit higher, rather than being stale at the same level, or changing a work program. I mean, that's what a successful gym program is all about, or a fitness program, and the same with any training method. Within New Zealand rowing or hockey, it's constantly being changed depending on what you're trying to achieve, whether it's out of season or you're coming up to competition level or whatever. So it's always varying, but it's got to be measured, whether it's a 2K erg or a beep test. It's a yo-yo test now.
Yeah. Oh, is that what they call
it? No, it's a different test. It's a yo-yo test, which is...
I'm sure it's just as hideous.
It is. So
look, for people who don't have a personal trainer and don't have, say, a physio because they're not in hospital, they've got to really think about, okay, so what are the things I'm going to put in place to measure what I'm doing? And, who am I going to get to support me? Those are all the things you really have to think about, because otherwise you're going to get caught up down the track.
But you can do things yourself, just with a clock and with a piece of paper. I mean, you can just monitor how far you're walking a distance or by pedometer or some simple things that give you a feedback of what's gone on in that day's training or that day's activities. It doesn't have to be like that. It can just be like your mum playing tennis once a week or twice a week. It doesn't actually have to be of that scientific feedback. It's just the fact she's out there doing it and she's turning up to the games. And I mean, that's a great thing of a game situation. You can't let anybody else down.
Accountability again.
You know? Rowing 8 can't go out with just 7 people on board. And so, yeah, you're committed to that. And that takes a lot of thought. But once you're there, it continues for long because you don't want to let your mates down. And so you're pulled along.
Yeah, that's really good advice.